This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, rocker Peter Frampton. We'll talk to him in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we have a royalty, a special guest. My goodness gracious.
There he is.
There's the puppy dog. Wow.
There's the puppy.
Bigsby, right?
It's Bigsby. Yeah. It's Bigsby's world. We just live in.
That's exactly right.
We're joined by the great Peter Frampton. Peter, obviously, great, great work. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So cool.
Tom, you didn't do it right.
Yahoo.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, an honorary member of San Francisco Society, Mr. Peter Frampton.
Okay. Peter, I loved it in your speech where you kind of sort of broke and you said, by the way, is it cool if we nominate Humble Pie?
Well, you know, Steve Marriott is in because of the small faces and the faces. But as a band, obviously there's lots of terrific bands that, but I'm, you know, that's personal for me. So, and Jerry Shirley, obviously, who I say, good morning, Jerry, wherever he is. Mm-hmm. And he and I would love to do this for the other guys, too. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Humble Pie, and get their records. Listen to them.
Can you tell the story, Peter, when you first did the, I think I've got this right, it's from your book, The Riff.
I don't need no doctor.
I don't need no doctor from The Riff, and Steve came running up and said, hey, what was that? What the hell was that?
Yeah, we were playing, I think we were opening for Grand Funk Railroad, and we were allowed a sound check, which was not the norm when you're the opening act, you know. So we got to know Grand Funk pretty well, and they were really nice guys and gave us a sound check at Madison Square Garden. And my amp was turned on, my Marshall stack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just did an E chord. And there was nobody there. Obviously, it was just this huge, I'd never seen anywhere this big before. And this E chord just rang out throughout the place. And I looked at Jerry, and Jerry just started playing drums. And I started playing this riff of the beginning of Doctor. And then, which I had no idea what it was. It was just a riff, you know. And then Steve Marriott was at the mixing console, and he he just ran to the stage, jumped up, didn't even have a guitar on, and he just went straight to the mic and said, hold it on the E. And he started to say, I don't need no doctor. And that was it. We arranged it that day, that sound check. Wow. We had long enough. And we did it that night. And I believe it was the last number of every show after that.
Man.
Wow. Oh, it's great. I often do the, we go home on Monday speech myself because I love it so much.
We do that on stage, too. We play Steve.
Oh, that's the best. Peter Frampton, now a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you have the dog because you have some pretty serious health issues. How's that going? Everything, you look great.
I feel great. Yeah, no, everything's good. It's IBM. It's a muscle disease, but it's not. I'm going to live, so that's much better than a lot of other things that I'm so glad I don't have. So no, things are good for me. In fact, even though my muscles are getting weaker very slowly all the time, so it's getting a little,
hands,
fingers. Losing strength a little bit. So
is it affecting your playing? Is it affecting the guitar playing? I'm sorry.
Yes, it has started to affect it, but I think that what I'm enjoying now is adapting to maybe this finger isn't as strong as that finger right at this moment, and I'll just as I'm playing, I'll switch my ideas, and I'm enjoying it because I'm having to work around it. It's a challenge. And there's one thing about the Frampton family. We do like a good challenge.
Now, are you going to be continuing to tour? What's your schedule? Do you know?
It looks like we're going to do another couple of weeks, either in the spring or the beginning of the summer. We're working on that right now. Because I just feel... it would just be great to go back out there. And we did the thankful tour, positively thankful tour. And I think I'd like to continue that. And just because so many people, when you wake up and your daughter calls you and goes, Dad, you got over 500,000 votes. Mm-hmm. And I go, for what? And she goes, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you idiot. So, 500,000 people plus voted. And those are the people I want to thank, because without them, it wouldn't have happened. And without the fans, none of this would have happened. So, those are the people I'm most comfortable on stage playing live. So I'm going to do it for as long as I can.
Bravo.
Yes.
Bravo. Now, over the years, you've had to give up a lot of habits, a lot of bad ones. Do you have any cool vices left? Can you have an occasional anything?
No. I don't drink anymore. It's like be 24 years. Actually, it just happened, 24 years on the 5th.
Wow.
What an auspicious day. The thought of a hangover is far, far in the past. So that's the one good thing, because the thing about a hangover is that when you wake up in the morning, that's the best you're ever going to feel all day.
Oh, wow.
It just gets worse.
Let me ask you this. With the difficulties that you're having with your playing, has that in any way made it more interesting to write a song?
Very interesting question. I've been using... I've always been a alternate tuning guy, but limited to open E or open A or open G, something like that. But I came across the great Michael Hedges tunings, and wonderful player, rest in peace. So I started just going through his tunings and picking up the acoustic or the electric and doing them on that end, and very inspiring. But also, it's kind of easier for my fingers with an open tuning, because depending on what notes you have ringing or whatever, it's a little easier for me. So it's completely changed my style of writing, and it's working so far.
Good.
Now, I got some killer songs.
Do you have someone out there that's that tries to market your songs to movies and stuff?
Yes. But at the moment, I am not with a publishing company because I sold my soul to BMG. So they have my publishing and my record royalties and everything, and they gave me like $5.
Yeah.
And
do they have to ask your permission for, you know, like
they officially don't, but they are very polite and they do. So, when I was with Universal Publishing for all those years, the songs would, you know, I definitely would say, no, I don't want it for the, you know, diarrhea medicine, you know, commercial.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this?
Do you feel like a kale pectin? Have you ever taken one of your tunes while joking around during a sound check and turned it into a commercial and went, wait a minute, maybe I should call them?
No, but I do, because we sometimes have to do Show Me the Way or Baby I Love You at a sound check. We don't like practicing those because we kind of know them. And, and sometimes I do it with different kind of accents, you know. And oh, won't you show me the way? That kind of thing. Baby, I love you. Hey.
Do you feel like a shoe? No. We're speaking to Peter Frampton, distinguished guitar player, singer, songwriter, and we hope to see him back out on tour. Christy just saw you not too long ago.
Yeah, yes. I did. In Charleston. But I wanted to ask a quick question about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. Did you yes. get to pick Roger Daltrey to induct you, or did they say Roger's going to do it?
No, I got to ask him, yes.
Was it hard to pick someone to do that for you, or?
Well, it always is, and then you've got availability at that time of year as well. So, you know, I had to have a couple of different people that I went after to ask to do this. And but when Roger, because I've known Roger since I was 16, so with the Herds, or 17 around there. And and he's known me for, and I played with Roger on a British rock symphony. And so, yeah, we've known each other for years, and he's always been a super friend. And he's one of the nicest guys in rock. He really is. Yeah,
well, it was a great story.
I also have read that Roger is a bad man. He can, back in the day, he would punch out a guy in a second.
Oh yeah. Well, he on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he was using a wireless mic, but usually he has a wire on the mic, you know, because he does the
whip.
This business, right? Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, if there's someone in the front he doesn't like, you know, just like run over.
Clang.
Once again, we're speaking with the great Peter Frampton. And now, are you just primarily chilling out and writing songs and kicking back?
That's it. Yeah, I'm just home. Bixby and I rule the roost here. Mm-hmm. And are you there, Biggs?
It looks to us. Is he a black lab?
There he is.
No, he's a doodle.
Is he a doodle of some sort, Peter?
He is. Yeah, he's he's 60 pounds now, so he's a big dude, and he has to be that. The trainers wanted him to be, you know, 60 pounds. So, hi, babe. How you doing?
Let me ask you.
That he could support me, you know, my weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he has he can pick up anything that I drop, and it's just incredible what they've taught him to do. And basically, he knows everything. I just have to learn how to control all that. So,
now, are there any of your songs that he particularly doesn't like, or any guitar tune, or any guitar tones?
He likes Gibsons, kind of like me. Now he's walking away now. See? That's it. We've upset. You're not going to.
Oh, he turned his back on you.
Yeah, he's not a Fender guy.
Okay.
In your speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you thank Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones, and you mentioned that you were on TV on some show with the Stones when you were 14.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Ready, Steady, Go, which was the big Friday night show. 8 minutes past 6. And we have strange beginning times in England. That's, you have to get used to that. but yeah, we were on that because the Stones took over the show and renamed it Ready, Steady, Stones for 1 week.
Wow.
And Michael Lindsay Hogg, the director, directed that one. And so it was the only one that was taped, actually. So, yeah, I got to play with the band, The Preachers, the band that Bill had produced the track. And so each one of the Stones got a choice of who they wanted on the show. And Bill had chosen us. And so, yeah, I actually saw them do Satisfaction live for the first time.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing. Well, Peter, it's always a great pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations once again.
And that's it?
Yeah, well, we can go all day.
I told you we were going to be here for a little longer, didn't I? All right. Carry on.
Next time you're out, I'm coming. I'm going to come see the show again. I'm always a big fan. And the first time I saw Mr. Frampton was in Hyde Park opening for Grand Funk Railroad with Humble Pie, and for some weird reason I was right up front losing my mind.
Yeah.
What a great show! And that the photograph of that isn't that in the middle of one of the vinyl records?
Yeah, it's in the Rock in the Fillmore. There's lots of pictures from Hyde Park.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's some of the best pictures of me and Steve in action are from Hyde Park, definitely.
Okay. Well, be sure to check out that great album and many others from Mr. Frampton. It's always a great pleasure, Peter.
My pleasure, too. You guys, we love you, and hope to see you soon. And, Christy, I'll see you at the next show.
That's right.
I'll be there, too.
Right.
I'll be there, too. I'll leave my dogs at home. Thanks, Peter.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Fair enough.
What a great guy.
Yes.
And we've been lucky enough to have him playing in the studio on several occasions. And he can still play great.
What year was that Hyde Park show?
Oh, 70, maybe.
Oh, okay. So way before Brampton comes alive.
Yeah, he was in Humble. He was in Humble Pie.
Well, I know that.
But
yeah.
At the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and Grand Funk was at their peak. It might have been, it could have been 71.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I was in London both those summers, so. I'll check. I'll find out. But thank you for asking, Christy.
You look over your journals and how you check on dates.
Travel itineraries back then.
No, I'll look at the album.
Yeah, or Google it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was actually having lunch with my sister at the original Hard Rock Cafe.
Whoa!
First one.
Yeah, right off of Hyde Park. And it was impossible to get a decent hamburger in London at the time.
Now, is there a Jekyll Park as well?
It's on the opposite side of the lake.
It's
very different.
It's a little dodgy.
Yeah, hairier, and they don't get the grass.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.